total phony. Sarah Jessica Parker had to leave a fashion gala in New York after her stepfather passed away abruptly. George Clooney was kind of flattered when Brad Pitt called him the handsomest man in the world. And the Arctic Monkeys have dropped a new track called Body Paint. And the Dolphins, who are off to a phenomenal start. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
No.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
That's Turf Stalkers.
You're kidding.
Said that since you made their client list fatter, they're going to make you fatter.
So Turf Stalkers' client list is getting fatter.
And Greg.
Leon's larger.
You were just talking about losing weight.
And look, and now we go.
There's a bag full of crystals here.
Donuts and crystals.
Well, I got to tell you, at 7:02 in the morning,
awesome!
We will take it.
Makes me wish I was high.
By the way, the Dolphins lost their first game of the year last night, and Tua was rushed to the hospital after
what?
A apparent head injury.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he was the reason the Dolphins were the only undefeated team in the NFL.
God, I started watching the Mariners game last night, and they were ahead 2-0. And I picked the one inning where three dingers from Toronto. Was it Toronto? Was it the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Or no, it was Texas. It was Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Oh, three home runs in a single inning, almost back-to-back-to-back, put them on top. And I said, well, I'm done watching this because I don't want to. I'm obviously, I came in at this point. I have now jinxed them. I'm not going to watch.
All right, get this away from me.
Get thee away from me, Satan.
Wow.
Wow.
You ain't won.
I know.
And you're already saying, get away from me.
Right now, Dow futures are up about 50 points. However,
there's that head injury.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
He hit the ground hard. Yeah, concussion concerns.
I want all of those.
You just told me to get away from you.
No.
Well, at least I have something that Chase will enjoy a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll share my crystal with him.
Okay.
He's a good boy. For complete analysis on the market, and by the way, if you are interested in protecting your own money through these really crazy times, we're about to find out, I believe, later this week or month rather in October that we are absolutely in a recession, 3/4 of negative growth, and a lot of people who are invested are not doing well. There are ways to get around it, and they know them. They've done really well for me at Invista Advisors. If you've never sat down with a financial planner, Brant McDonald himself would tell you, if not him, call somebody. You work hard for your money, you owe it to yourself to do the most you can with it. Their number is 3870094. Brant McDonald and the Brain Trust at Invista Advisors. We are going to our traffic department's Brain Trust Skipper.
Authorities are still working a really bad accident on Highway 82 in Prattville. There was an entrapment and there are detours. If you are leaving Prattville on 82, you'll have to take Jenshop Hill Road over to 4th Street and back to 82. If you're coming into Prattville, you'll have to be detoured by the golf course. You'll come out on 14 and then back up to 82. In Montgomery, we're beginning to build. We've got a good bit of traffic on East South Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, I-65 and 85 remain light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. Over 30 homes to choose from at Jayco Homes, with more arriving each week. Call Coach Dean or reach out to Richard. They're at Jayco Homes on the Wetumpka Highway and their new location, Alex City. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is not headline news. Paramount suspended production of the new Star Trek movie. Now Star Trek fans are as disappointed as their parents. Lori Loughlin will star in a romantic comedy. It's about a wedding that goes awry called Here Comes the Bribe. Sorry, that's Bride. Netflix released images from the new season of Emily in Paris. If you already knew this, you're really white. And McDonald's is rolling out adult Happy Meals. Yes, there will be a grown-up toy and a packet of lube. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the Curly. 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Storm warnings are up along coastal South Carolina as Hurricane Ian moves in on the low country. Landfall expected around midday near Charleston. The storm will wash ashore during high tide, magnifying the impact of its heavy rains, high winds, and storm surge. A flash flood warning's in effect for the Charleston area. Meanwhile, North Carolina and Southern Virginia are also preparing. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has toured hard-hit southwest Florida, including the Fort Myers area. He says, tragically, there are deaths from the storm, but adds it's too early to talk about a specific death toll. From southwest Florida across the state to the Atlantic coast, Ian has left massive devastation. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Right now, Dow futures up 71 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Viewers are raving about Uncle Tom, too.
I came out of the theater stunned. Everything I believed and was taught was a complete and malicious lie. This film has the potential to wake people up and change the course of America.
Viewers who watched the first Uncle Tom are even more impacted by Uncle Tom 2.
Uncle Tom was terrific. Uncle Tom 2 was nothing short of amazing. It's completely shocking in some parts, gut-punching in others. You've got to see this movie.
Uncle Tom 2 by executive producer Larry Elder and filmmaker Justin Malone. Watch Uncle Tom 2 today on SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Everyone should share this with their family and friends, and it should be required viewing in every school across the country.
Watch Uncle Tom 2 today at SalemNow.com. Available by stream or DVD. Uncle Tom 2 at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. Your office mates are loony, your boss is really kooky, but you have done your duty, it's Friday finally. So you don't have to look back, at 5 o'clock you'll relax, and crack open a six-pack, it's Friday finally.
Hey, it's nice now that we're a month and a day from Halloween to bring out all the spooky stuff today. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning. The Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up later. I wonder what kind of food they're bringing. I mean, this is so amazing to have a crystal cheeseburger at 7:10 in the morning.
Mitch may have some baby formula for us.
Not with how scarce that is, I doubt it.
Baby formula.
Is that still a problem to get?
It's pricey but available.
$53 for a can? Are you kidding? That's
some shops I still see where they limit that to a certain amount.
Yeah.
You can only buy this many.
Yeah. Well, we're living in a new era of deprivation. Ridiculous. All right, we are at that convenient time, 7-Eleven.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
We have the new update from the National Hurricane Center on Ian as of 7 o'clock our time this morning. The storm is now 105 miles south-southeast of Charleston, moving north at 9. Pressure is, well, the pressure hasn't changed. The winds are at 85 miles per hour now and expected to make landfall at high tide right around noon local time in Charleston and cause extensive flooding. Here locally, the clouds we have outside, you could say, are the backside of Ian. So are we having any Ian effect? Yeah, those clouds right there. Our forecast for today calling for another comfortable day, low humidity, lots of sunshine, breezy again with winds not quite as strong as yesterday, but maybe gusting as high as, 15 to 20 miles per hour later on. High today around 80, clear, cool, 53 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine, highs 80 to 82. Not as breezy tomorrow and over the weekend. Little change next week, an extended string of dry, comfortable days. And that's normal as we get into late September and early October. This is the last day of September. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy and 58 at 7:13.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This is a relatively simple piece of genius here, but this is the final day of September. And there's a big hit song all about this day, and somebody has finally turned it into an alarm clock.
It's over.
What?
It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
You only have to use it once a year, right? Which means, it's kind of like a holiday ornament. But
would you use it tomorrow or today? September ends.
Wake me up when?
Tomorrow.
I guess you could use it for 2 days.
September ends today.
But still, the alarm has to go off at midnight, right?
Oh, wake me up when September ends.
So at midnight tonight.
I hate it when you...
I start throwing...
This started out as a really simple, hey, here's a cute produced bit about wake me up when September ends. Now it's gotten very complicated.
Well, it's always when they say, hey, no parking after 6 p.m. in this spot. And it's like, well... It's always after 6 p.m.
So we got to meet Fernando and Christina, right? Janelle and Whitney... Roz and I at a restaurant downtown yesterday, and I managed to get my first parking ticket.
Really?
Did you really?
I mean, it's great because miraculously, as Mrs. Bitterbottle pulled up, there's a space open right in front of the building. I mean, it's like one of those, wow, the planets have lined up.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
And the meter said it had an hour and 32 minutes on it. So, wow, not only do we have the space, we don't have to put money in it. But I guess you do when a different car parks there.
Communism. What do they call those ladies who give those tickets?
Meter maids.
Okay. So have you ever approached your car when they were writing that ticket and you said, hey, no, I'm here.
It happened to me in Florida. Too late.
They don't care.
No.
They won't care.
They won't tear up
the
ticket.
Do you know who I am?
I'm Rich Thomas. And I will send a tornado to your house on the next severe weather day.
I would never say, do you know?
For those of you who are, among many other things, we have information on inflation a little bit later this morning. But if you're starting to decide between food and home security, may I recommend a call to Applied Security, because your monthly service fees there start under $30. Don't sacrifice your safety in these crazy times. 279-8338. Mark and Vicky have been doing security systems for 40 years, and their systems are easy to work with. They're incredibly effective, and then you save on monthly monitoring. So don't cut your security, just switch it to Applied. Applied Security, 279-8338. Their Alabama electronic security board permit number is 276. Oh, Rob.
Hey, when I get home, I'm going to tell Siri to wake me up when September ends. But I wanted to comment on with this baby formula stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any kids, so that doesn't really affect me. However, as a taxpayer, does that not affect me tremendously with the WIC program and such?
I have no idea.
The WIC program?
Oh, is that purchase covered?
I would think WIC is covered because I know milk and a lot of other stuff for babies is covered by WIC. And I would assume, you know, it's not based on price. It's based on quantity of items. So, like, if they say you can get four cans of formula, that's $200 taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, well.
That's kind of frightening in a way.
Well, you don't have any kids, right?
I don't, but I pay taxes.
Right, I know you pay taxes.
For others.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what.
I don't have kids either, but on my taxes, I pay for school taxes that I don't send my kids to because I don't have any.
You know, that's another thing. That's been debated for a long time. Should people who don't have kids have to pay taxes to school those who do? I think Danny from Food Outlet may call around 8, and they carry Food Outlet there, so I will ask him. How about that?
Okay, well, I'm about to go see Prattville Farm Center and pick me up a couple more biddies. You guys have a good show.
All right, see you.
Yeah, in fact, Mama's Produce is about to shut down for the season, so get out there and help them wrap up what's been a very successful summer. And, of course, I just wish there had been time. I said, you know, so little time. They actually, Whitney and Janelle went to the zoo yesterday here, and we're very impressed. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. So right now, you know what? Let's do this.
Time now for the Baumhauer's Victory Grill Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgate Experience Phrase That Feeds.
I think it's pretty cool.
And the phrase that feeds is...
Wall-to-wall TV. Not long after we start the afternoon show at 3, I'll ask you to be the 7th caller at 272-9228. And if you are... You will qualify for a drawing that happens a few minutes later here at the end of the week. You'll be one of 5 people in the drawing for the Lunch Bunch for 6. If you win that, you become eligible to win the Ultimate Iron Bowl Tailgating Experience as Bob Baumhauer's personal guest in Tuscaloosa. Write it down. Wall-to-wall TVs is the phrase that feeds. Our number is 272-9228. Random Facts is coming up. Pay close attention so you can win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop... quiz question that follows. Local news now at 7:19.
Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A Lee County Elementary School custodian has been arrested on charges of child porn. Authorities arrested 33-year-old Beauregard resident Matthew Hammock. He is charged with 41 counts of possession of child porn based on evidence found on his cell phone. Hammock was a custodian at the Beauregard Elementary School. He is being held in the Lee County Jail on a $410,000 bond. Regions Bank, for a second time in a decade, was found charging illegal overdraft fees. The bank is now required to pay $141 million to customers and an additional $50 million in fines. Between 2018 and 2021, Regions was charging overdraft fees on some ATM withdrawals as well as some debit card purchases. 5 people were hurt during a shootout Thursday night in Uniontown. The shooting happened on Washington Street near the old cheese plant. District Attorney Michael Jackson says one person rammed another person's vehicle following an argument. Then several people pulled out guns and started shooting. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
You're living a good life. Don't let COVID change that. If you're 50 or older and get COVID, you're twice as likely to end up in the hospital. Increase your protection today with an updated COVID vaccine.
Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been 3 years since I've seen you. COVID canceled my visit. It has been 3 years since I've seen you. Dentist, look at my tooth. It has been 3 years since I've seen you. Not clean since 2019. It has been 3 years since I've seen you.
And now,
here's Dr. J filling the airwaves with
random facts.
And now, Rich Thomas explains.
Pass. Dr. J.
That parody was about not going to the dentist in 3 years.
Dr. J?
Filling.
Oh, filling. Filling. See... So, I'm a failure.
Guy has one crystal and...
I know.
His brain turns to mush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a layup. I'm going to come up with a really complicated one now.
What was in those crystals?
It's good. I just want listeners to know I am drinking a very highly carbonated Diet Coke.
Crystal meth.
Crystal messed you up. That's what happened. The crystal messed you up. See what I did there? Because the,
messed you up.
Did you know? You're gonna know who. You know who? Oh, they have the same name, just spelled differently. The Billy Beans of the baseball world.
Yes.
There's two of them.
Right. One is the general manager who was featured in Moneyball, and the other, I believe, was one of the first players to come out.
He was MLB's ambassador for inclusion.
Right.
But they both played outfield for the same team in 1988. Both Billy Beans.
They should have renamed the team the Beanie Weenies.
Well, they played them with Pete Rice, and they were known as Rice and Beans.
Now, what they played for what team? I'm sorry.
I don't know what team it was. It doesn't say who what the team it
and
was.
What team? I mean, what year again?
1988.
Okay.
So if I Google
the Beans,
1988, Rice and Beans, baseball,
Black and Beans.
That's gonna be. I don't have it. That's Jim Rice. I want Pete Rice. Yeah, I don't have it.
Okay.
That's right. I'll look it up later. Did you know Avro? I guess it's Avro. A-V-R-O. Avro Vulcan bomber pilots.
That's a British.
I guess so. When they were on their nuclear missions, they had to wear a black eye patch to protect one eye from the flash of a nuclear bomb. Wow. They would take it off once they were blinded in the other eye. In other words, they would keep one eye closed, well, with a patch over it. So as soon as the bomb went off, the exposed eye goes blind, and then they take the patch off and they can see out of that eye.
So the patch is because so they won't be blinded by the light?
Or wrapped up.
Because that was a big hit in the late 70s. You weren't born yet.
Written by who?
It was written by Bruce Springsteen, yes. But it was number. It was his only number one he ever had.
Yep.
That he never performed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because it was what was Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann.
Yeah, they're the ones who made it number one.
There is a Richter scale tummy rumbler coming.
All right. If I ask you in a backup question, what was Bruce Springsteen's only number one hit that he didn't perform? The answer is Blinded by the Light.
I mean, you can go so far as saying that it's his only number one hit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He never had a number one hit with anything else he did.
I can guarantee you this will be a question.
Yeah. Did you know William Goldman, he is an award-winning writer. And I can talk good. He was an award-winning writer, William Goldman. Okay. He wrote the film All the President's Men. He wrote Butch Cassidy.
Wow, never heard of him.
Well, he would make up bedtime stories for his daughters. He had two daughters. One was 4 years old. The other one was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. One of them wanted tales of princesses. You know, little fantasy tales. Princesses and knights and castles and kings and queens.
Sure.
The other one wanted to hear, for whatever reason, wanted stories about brides.
The Princess Bride.
Well, that's exactly what he did. That became his next book. He wrote The Princess Bride.
Wow.
This is the same guy that wrote Butch Cassidy.
And, all the president's men. For heaven's sakes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, William, now you know who he is. Did you know Pendalid shrimp? I guess is a species of shrimp. Pendalid shrimp. I don't think
I've never heard of these shrimps.
I have never heard of them either, but they are a rare example of hermaphroditic animals.
Wow. Should keep that to themselves.
They are born male, and eventually later in life, they become female.
That's very woke.
Well, nature's kind of always been ahead of the game on that. But yeah, they change. They go from male to female. Which is interesting that they're always born male and then eventually become female. Do any of them ever get born as female and then eventually become male? I don't know.
That's a promotion.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I lied. That was just for that.
Wow.
No, you got to understand. I said that only for humor purposes.
And we wonder why those ratings don't show that no women are listening.
It used to be different, Jimmy.
Did you know the Federal Trade Commission data shows that consumers reported losing more than $5.8 billion in fraud just last year?
In a way, that doesn't seem like a staggering total, though.
Well, it's an increase of more than 70% from the year previous, 2020.
Wow.
So in 2021, $5.8 billion lost to fraud.
News like that makes me hungry.
He's going for the crystal meth again.
He is. And he mutilates it by taking off one of the buns. Which one do you get rid of?
The one that has nothing attached to it. I just eat the one. That's how you...
What does that do?
It saves calories.
That's how he stays skinny.
Yeah. Look at me.
That's how he stays skinny. Oh, jeez.
Shut up. Chase got that.
You dropped your pickle.
Just reach that.
Did you know the UK Royal Standard? That sounds like I've already done this one. I may have mentioned it in passing. I guess never I did. But the UK Royal Standard is never flown at half mast.
Yes, yes, you've got it before.
I know. Why is this in here twice for some reason?
It's a little early for fall reruns.
Just a little bit. Tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do now, you see? We're going to move up my next one here, and then I'll add another fifth. Let's talk about a Brazilian footballer named Rivaldo.
Rivaldo.
Not Geraldo, but Rivaldo. He grew up in poverty and suffered malnourishment. It caused bow-leggedness and the loss of several of his teeth. Coaches said he was too physically weak to succeed. However, he went on to win the World Cup, the Champions League, and the Ballon d'Or, whatever that is. I mean, it's pretty good for a dude who said, you know, you're not going to do anything. But there you go. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Phil Sokoloff. He was a wealthy businessman, but he had an interesting thing happen to him because of his diet. Speaking of diet, we'll talk about crystals. Also, we've got a beetle. And I don't mean Paul, George, John, or Ringo.
Oh.
I mean the actual species of beetles.
Okay.
There's a certain species that you can only find in very, very remote places. Few of them, anyway. We will talk about the fourth largest diamond in the world. But who cares about the fourth, right? And the 19 most common birthdays in England and Wales. They appear between certain dates, and we'll tell you what those dates are. Plus one bonus random fact that I haven't picked out yet to cover the spread. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
Along with another great convoluted intro.
And we've got a predict-a-thon on the way, too.
Yes, the Duncans will be here shortly. Right now, though, I'd like to tell you, if you haven't heard, Adams Drugs is celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. And somebody on November 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Adams Drugs in Wetumpka will have a minute to roam the store and fill their basket with whatever they want. 60-second shopping spree celebrating 60 years. And you can stop by any Adams Drugs location to register and be eligible. One per day for each person or family. Other than those limitations, you may register as many times as you wish. But it's a great way to get yourself introduced to Adams Drugs. If you haven't been one of their stores, you hear me talking about the incredible service, the welcoming atmosphere, the eagerness to please the customer. This is how it should be with you and your pharmacy. And if that's not the kind of service you're getting, you need to give this serious consideration. The winner will have 60 seconds to gather their items from the shelves at Adams Drugs, Wetumpka location, including the gift shops. Of course, prescription medications are not eligible for this promotion. That needs to be said because it needs to be said. So get in on the fun. Entries will conclude at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 28th. So get to the Adams Drugs near you and get ready for a shopping spree to help them celebrate 60 years. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, around Montgomery, our busiest spots right now, Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson with that inbound traffic from Wetumpka this morning. Also, Troy Highway putting a lot of cars on East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. We're busy on Highway 331 and Norman Bridge into downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85 looking good. Prattville busy around the school zones on Highway 14. Millbrook's fine. They're still working that bad accident in Prattville on Highway 82. Expect delays and some detours coming or going from Prattville on Highway 82. Get ready for fall and football at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Gardener or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, Jeff Baranka with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza here, talking about full service. When you come to Chappie's Deli, you sit down as a family, and we'll take care of whatever you need. We are called to serve. And at Chappie's Deli, we take that calling seriously.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's September 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of September, 1947, the postseason matchup between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees became the first World Series game to be broadcast on television. Unfortunately, the images were grainy and blurry. But on the plus side, no Joe Buck. Have a great September 30th, the greatest day ever.
And now,
tired of the World Series? Enjoy some
random facts.
Boy, that was great, wasn't it?
That was fantastic. Man, Rich, you missed a doozy.
Intro?
Yeah, oh, God, it was one of the best I ever did. And you weren't here.
Explain it.
Yeah, and we're not telling you either, Jay and Herb.
Explain it to me, Lucy. Explain it.
We would, but it's 7:37, and we've got the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon coming up. Busy.
I was very busy. I was printing the football schedule. That's what
you had to be there.
Yeah, you really did.
Okay, so here's a random fact I pulled as a bonus for you.
Right.
You may know who this is. You may not. He is the only person currently to be enshrined in both the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Baseball Hall of Fame. He is also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame.
That's Bo Jackson?
No.
Okay.
Bo is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, from what I understand.
No.
He's not there.
That's not Deion Sanders, even though he played both.
Yeah, I was going to say Bo is not good enough to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Though. Bo should be in... Bo should be there, I think.
Who's Bo?
Is it Bo Schembechler?
It is not. It is a guy by the name of Cal Hubbard.
No.
Not familiar with him?
No.
Let me look up old Cal Hubbard for you real quick.
That's pretty impressive. Pro Football Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, and the College Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was an American professional football player, Major League, and a Major League Baseball umpire.
Oh, an umpire.
So there's your caveat there.
Okay, umpire.
Yeah.
Cal Hubbard.
He played in the NFL between 1927 and 1936.
Hey.
God.
I can smell it from here, though.
He played for the New York Giants, the Green Bay Packers, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was also an umpire in the American League from 36 to 51.
But I didn't know umpires were in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
There's a few.
Like this guy. A guy by the name of George Halas. Affectionately called Hubbard the Big Umpire, he is the only person so far to be enshrined in the football, the baseball, and the College Football Hall of Fame.
George Halas founded the NFL.
I know that name.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yep. He was born in Missouri.
All right.
Missouri.
So if I ask what three Hall of Fames Cal Hubbard was in, it's football, the baseball, and the College Hall of Fame.
Did you know Phil Sokoloff, a wealthy businessman, so wealthy that he only ate fast food every day, which is interesting, but he ate fast food daily and suffered a heart attack.
That's a surprise. I mean, another one of these. Here, you want one, Rich?
I want one so bad.
Well,
but I'm being a good boy.
Empties in here.
I want some.
There's two left.
Bad.
There you go. One for you, one for him. Have another, sir.
I can't. I just self-esteem.
Sure you can, said Satan.
The willpower he's displaying.
It's a nice apple.
What's one little
boy, look at the time.
What's one little thing? What's it going to hurt? What's it going to do? It's just one. Right. What's it going to do, man?
It's only wafer thin.
Pusher man. Anyway, he suffered a heart attack and launched a $15 million campaign against McDonald's for their unhealthy menu, as he called it. He forced the burger chain to switch from cooking in beef tallow to the healthier vegetable oil.
Yeah, I remember
I use
this.
Healthier in air quotes on that.
I remember this.
Yeah. Yep. Did you know there's a species of blind cave beetle that is only in 5 humid caves in Slovenia? It is named the Anophthalmus hitleri.
Okay.
The Anophthalmus hitleri.
It was named in 1933 after Adolf Hitler when it was discovered. Their name has not changed since, because apparently it's a taxonomic tradition to not change the name of an organism after it is named. Come on, can you not make an exception to the rule?
You did say organism, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Hitler, for God's sakes. Get rid of the name. Or just call it the blind cave beetle. Anophthalmus hitleri.
Wow.
The 4th largest polished diamond in the world is in the king's crown. And a previous crown was destroyed by Oliver Cromwell.
4th largest
polished diamond in the world is in the king's crown. Which I guess that becomes... It becomes the king's crown, obviously, after she passed away, right? It's not the queen's crown anymore. It's the king's crown. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah,
God save the crown.
I mean, he'll look just as good in it as she did.
Yeah. You saying he doesn't like being on having the job, does he?
That's the rumor, that he is not down with this whole...
Well, he doesn't have to worry about having it very long, it looks like.
I would agree, especially with those sausage fingers.
He does not look the healthiest of men. And finally, did you know the 19 most common birthdays in England and Wales are the 19 days, we're currently in the middle of it right now, the 19 days between September 16th and October 4th.
Hmm.
Those are the 19 most common birthdays in England and Wales.
I was told that the most common birthday in our country is October 4th. Is that right? I'll check.
I was going to say you'd have to check that. I don't know.
I thought...
Most common birthday... Let's try the world.
Okay.
September 9th is the most popular day in the world for birthdays. Now, let's try...
In the world?
Yeah. Okay. Let's try United States.
Yeah.
September 9th...
How about that?
Is the most popular day to be born in America, followed closely by September 19th.
Hmm.
How does that relate? Valentine's Day, perhaps?
Well, I'm thinking, like, in my case, I believe I was a Christmas gift from dad to mom.
Oh.
Because I'm like, I was born 2 days late, and the 25th of September is 9 months from Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Exactly 9 months from mom and dad's anniversary.
Aha!
You do the math on that.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Those are all of your random facts.
Wow. Okay, so it's 7:44. Holy moly. Let me tell you, or talk for a moment, please, about Jack Ingram and what's going on there. Let's pull up the store and see what's happening with 427 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles and, of course, 6 great brands. Terry Adams and I went shopping at the Porsche store yesterday. They got a 911 that's 5 years old and only has 17,000 miles. I mean, that car was driven just a little over 3,000 miles a year. And it's in stunning condition. It is one of the hottest cars ever produced, and they've got it at Jack Ingram Porsche. Of course, all the stores have great opportunities to buy 2022s. They're making great deals on Volkswagens, Volvos, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, and Audis, and certified pre-owns at all of those locations. Cars that have been vetted. What does that mean? That means they are not interested and will go to extraordinary lengths to make sure they don't resell somebody else's troubles at Jack Ingram. I was there. Tip Thames, they had just taken in a Jetta that was just a couple of years old. It looked beautiful from the outside. And Tip pulled up the Carfax vehicle history report and said, we can't sell this. This car has been in two serious accidents in its very short life. We're not going to take that chance. Then it goes to the service department, and the mechanics there give it a 108-point checkup, and it's got to pass that. And then ultimately, the interior has to be in really excellent condition. And if it passes all three, then and only then do they put the Jack Ingram name on the back. So shop with confidence at all six stores, the certified pre-owns, the signature pre-owns, and the value car lot, Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. And now we're ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a guy by the name of Cal Hubbard. He's a member of three different Hall of Fames. What are they? Give us a call if you know, 272-9228.
All right, we are looking for you now, and we have time for a follow-up or two so you can get bonus entries in today's grand prize drawing. That'll happen an hour and 9 minutes from now. 272-9228.
Light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Around the boulevard, we're busy at all the major intersections. A lot of incoming traffic into the city right now, but no real problems. Traffic's moving nicely. Wetumpka, Millbrook looking good, just busy there. Still have the accident in place on Highway 82 near Prattville Pickers. If you're leaving Prattville or coming into Prattville, you're going to have detours that'll take you a couple of minutes. Traffic is very heavy on 82 from Prattville all the way over to Highway 14 as you're coming into the city. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Toyota Factory, cranking them out again, and truckloads of Toyotas are arriving every day at Reinhardt Toyota. Get your new Toyota, Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Duncans are here. Duncan is on Predict the Time beginning shortly. And William B. was the first one in on this pop quiz question.
Good morning.
Hey, Cal Hubbard, he was a member of three sports Hall of Fames. What Hall of Fames?
I believe I heard football, baseball, and college baseball.
You got it.
We'll give it to you. It was football, baseball, and college football.
College football, but you got college.
Okay. You got it, though. We'll give it to you.
We're going to deduct $2 from your $10 food outlet gift. All right, hang on, William B. Good to hear from you, buddy. All right, David, good morning.
Nope, he's gone.
David's gone. Uh-oh. Sorry about that. He still gets in the grand prize drawing. Cricket.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Really early in Random Facts, we were talking about Bruce Springsteen had only one number one hit, and he didn't even perform it.
Blinded by the light.
That's exactly right.
Good work.
I remember that. Yay.
And thank you for the performance. And Steve.
Hey, Steve. Good morning. Top of the morning.
Hey. Hi. Most common birthday in the United States and the world.
That's amazing. That's the same time as my daughter's birthday, the 9th of September.
The 9th of September is right. Yep. Correct.
Good work. Thank you. And let's get gray hair.
Hey.
We're just in a hurry this morning.
I'm the 6th of September, and that's my most popular birthday.
Okay, I got
and
you.
And I think that's because it's coordinated with Hanukkah and Christmas. That's why there's so many September birthdays. Thank
you. Well, I was born on election day, but people didn't have a chance to vote against me. But
I got you.
All right. So William Goldman, who wrote The Princess Bride, also wrote. Give me one other famous book that he wrote.
Alfonso Hitlerus.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear that one.
Okay,
sorry.
It's all right.
We don't mean to be brief, but we are running a little behind, and we got a lot yet to do.
All the President's Men, too.
Okay. 7:50.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk
carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
You see a few clouds outside right now, and technically, that is the back edge of the clouds from Ian's range shield. Ian is poised to move ashore around Charleston around lunchtime today. Another comfortable day here with lots of sunshine, low humidity, you know, kind of breezy again, but not as windy as yesterday, with a high near 80. Clear skies, cool tonight, low 53. Tomorrow and Sunday, more sunshine, highs 80 to 82, and not quite as breezy over the weekend, and little change next week. In fact, we're going to stay dry for several days, and that's really normal as we get into the early part of October. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies and 58 at 7:52.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hola.
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 I just want to give an on-the-spot Jim Cantore weather report,
right?
And I've seen sprinkles. I have seen the sprinkles.
This morning?
Yeah, no donuts either.
Oh,
yeah.
See what he did.
On 85, right by the studio, there's a got a little sprinkle.
It's coming right at us! Ah!
All right, I am issuing a flash flood warning.
Hey, could you issue a rectum warning for all these people going down this road?
What's going on?
No, we can do this morning.
Rectum.
Be careful. You've not been warned.
These folks are making me realize why I left Atlanta again, and they're making me drive like I don't like to drive.
Yeah.
I know.
Little cars.
One of the things I loved about there was politeness in driving when I first got here is gone down.
Well, get your wipers on.
Thanks,
man.
Eric. We appreciate it, buddy. And we are back with the Duncan and Son Predictathon next.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334 263-5535 for a quote today.
I'm Donald Trump, and I love Alabama. As many of you know, there are few issues facing our nation as important as election integrity and election fraud. This is why the people of the great state of Alabama must work together to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So get out, register to vote, and get a photo ID so you can make your voice heard and decide the future of our great country. Thank you.
Visit alabamavotes.gov, paid for by the Office of the Secretary of State, Montgomery, Alabama.
Thursday, December 8th, Greg Allman's birthday. Devin Allman brings the Allman Family Revival to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The legacy continues. Thursday, December 8th, MPAC, The Devin Allman Project. Dane Betts, Donovan Frankenreiter, Maggie Rose, Larry McCray, Jimmy Hall, Alex Orbison, and the River Kittens. A lineup to inspire the next generation of talent to take the stage. The Allman Family Revival. Tickets available at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Revival, Thursday, December 8th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex is kicking off its ninth year, and you're invited Wednesday, October 5th, as they host a Senior Citizens Appreciation Party. This is a free event. Free range time, free gun rental, free eye and ear protection, free 15 rounds of .22 ammo, and a free target. Qualified instructors will be on hand to answer any questions. October 5th, Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. No reservation needed, and senior citizen age is 60+. Located on Carmichael Parkway. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
The Morning Team at 93.1 FM presents the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
Rich, have you noticed that somebody is conspicuously absent from the Duncan and Son Predictathon today?
I am not shocked that Daddy Duncan, the newest Daddy Duncan, is not here.
Yeah, he won't leave her alone.
You know, as big as football is, last week we learned something, and it says a lot about our listeners' priorities.
Yep.
What's more important than a football game is a new baby.
New baby.
And, the world. And we had the...
$500 were up for grabs, right?
And one of the shares had it.
Yeah, we looked through that. Like you said, no one got it on my post or your post. So I started looking through the shares just to see if someone on a share had it. And we found one. Where'd it go?
That was quite an investigative work you did.
Yes, yeah, really.
I was just hoping somebody would win.
Yeah.
And Mary Ann Lambert got it exactly right. And she gets
$500 Duncan.
That's right.
Bucks.
That's right.
And those Duncan dollars can be used for pretty much anything, right?
That's right. Service, tires, whatever she prefers, and I'll get in touch with her today.
I was hoping to ambush you with a visit yesterday. Janelle staying downtown with her friend Whitney when she came. Did you hear about the birthday surprise?
I saw it.
5,000 views of right. that.
Yep.
And that's just off the station
yep.
feed. So, Roz and I went downtown yesterday to grab some lunch. I was going to come by the Madison location. Uh-huh. I didn't know if you'd be there or not, but I wanted her to say hello because you... When she came here for the wedding, mm-hmm. their vehicle, they got rear-ended in Troy. Yeah, somebody had to go to put the...
Oy!
In Troy. Uh-huh. And the car was having some kind of an issue. So Don and the team at Bell Road got their vehicle ready for the return trip, which...
Oh, that goes back a few years, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not like they started this customer service that exceeds your highest expectations last week.
Right.
And that has been a long, from day one, the tradition with Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tires. So we have, and how is Dad?
They're great. We were there last night, and they're all three doing awesome. I don't know if the baby's going to get to sleep in her bed, though, because Mitch, it's hard to see him put her down. You have to ask permission to hold her, right?
Dad is... You know, there's just a zillion dad moments, but I remember one time we had a couple of people over and Janelle got fussy over something and she was still less than a year old and was just crying her head off. So I picked her up and took her outside, walked her around the block. And by the time we got halfway through our walk, she was calm and peaceful and everything was okay. And when you have that experience as a dad,
yeah.
right.
there's a bond.
I
there's a